Hey, it's Linda Ferguson of NLP Canada Training. I know you're used to my voice being a little slower, a little more soothing, but today I want to talk to you about stress and how to manage stress more effectively. Now, there are dozens and hundreds and thousands of resources out there to tell you how to calm down. And they typically show you beautiful pictures of scenes from nature, forests with sunlight, and beaches at sunset. And there are often audio tracks with light breezes or gentle waves. The problem is that when you are truly stressed, it's a really, really big leap to go from stressed to deep soothing breaths. And while your breath might listen to these tapes for a few moments and might slow down and become calm, usually your head goes right back into circles, right? So when we're really stressed, it's hard to get ourselves in rapport or in alignment with something that's really calm and mindful. And a better jump is to take smaller jumps, to take smaller steps, to meet our stress where it's living. And it would work a little like this. Instead of imagining yourself at a beautiful beach at sunset, imagine yourself now in the busiest environment that comes to mind. You could be at a Raptors game. You could be in the mall at prime shopping season. You could be running your kids from one activity to another. But wherever you are, there are lots of people. There is lots of activity. There's lots of sensory overload going on. And I want you to notice what you're seeing, what you're hearing, the movement, the feelings of being in this place where everybody is busy and there's just so much happening. And as you encounter the kind of jolt that comes, the energy that comes with this space of human busyness, look around and catch the eye of somebody there, somebody you may know, or it just might be somebody in the crowd, but somehow you know that this person is a person who thrives in this kind of environment. This is a person who is completely in their element in all this busyness. And they're so busy, but so acute, so aware that they notice you too, and your eyes lock, and as your eyes lock, it's like a tractor beam pulling your attention out of your own body and across the space and into the body of this person who thrives on busy. And as your attention settles for a moment in this body, you see as this person sees, you hear what this person hears, you pay attention as this person pays attention, you feel the movement in your body that is always in this person's body, and you just become aware of how you are reorganizing your perceptions so that you can thrive on busy. And just be curious, ask yourself questions, pay attention to what changes when you are in this really, really busy place, and it is exactly in line with your preferences and your possibilities. And then when you have captured an insight or a feeling that is helpful, just allow yourself to slide all the way back into your own awareness of this busy place, and then let go of the busy place and be aware that you are sitting or standing and listening to my voice. Take a deep breath and clear your head and clear your body of all all that busyness. And I want you to go to a different kind of place. And this is a place where there are athletes or people doing physical labor, people who are physically working hard and they are strong. And I want you to notice where you are and when you are and who you are with and what they are doing as you are surrounded by people who are physically working very hard. And as you look at them, I want you to be curious and attentive to the muscles in these people and the way their muscles are working and the tightness in those muscles. And as you become aware of the tightness in muscles, I want you to notice just one person and watch them for a moment. Watch that person work. Watch muscles in their arms or their neck or their legs as they work. Watch the way their posture changes and adapts to the tightness in their muscles. And then, as you've done before, allow your attention to be so focused that you are drawn right into the body of this person as they work so hard, as they work their muscles. And I want you to feel in your muscles that tightness and that strength, in your body, that competence, that awareness of intention and tension, that awareness of perhaps pain. But it is an awareness that is so focused on the work and on the strength. And notice what changes in other parts of you as those muscles are working and tight. Notice what happens in your thinking, in your vision, in your hearing as you work hard. And when you have a thought, an insight, an experience that is helpful to you, just slide all the way back into your own body and watch for another moment in full appreciation as this person continues to work hard. And then allow your attention to come all the way back to listening to me, to thinking about stress, and take a deep breath. And now go back into a memory, and in this memory, you are working hard. And if you're going to go back to a memory, always go back to a time when you were working hard at a puzzle that eventually you solved, at a problem at work, at a problem you were studying as a student, a time when you didn't know, but you were exploring and learning and puzzling out the answer. And go all the way back into this situation, this time when you are working on this really hard problem. And notice as you go all the way back what it feels like in your body to be working hard, to be focused on finding a solution to a problem. Notice what changes in what you see and what you imagine as you go all the way back to being focused on engaging all of your intelligence and experience on solving this really hard problem. Notice the voice in your head and the sounds around you as you focus on solving this really hard problem. And allow yourself to stay in that moment of not knowing, of working, of puzzling out, of problem solving. Knowing that you will solve the problem, knowing that there is a solution, knowing that you can come back to your chair now, see what you see, hear what you hear, feel what you feel. And in this moment, notice that that problem was solved, that in your experience you have dozens and hundreds and maybe thousands of experiences that you remember and experiences that are deeply stored, of times when you have solved hard problems, when you have worked hard physically, when there is no barrier between mind and body, and all of you has been tensed and busy and aligned and able to come to a solution, to come into an alignment, to find yourself sitting more comfortably and ready to take the next step. I'm Linda Ferguson, NLP Canada Training.